The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live all over the world at KCNRradio.com. Thank you for joining us this morning, beginning of your week.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, oh, yes, we so much do. Hey, July the 27th, 7:05 in the morning, and the news, top of the hour, is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring, Compassion, and Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex is here with, he's got several stories, but how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Good morning, Morocco.
Good morning, Morocco.
If you're listening on the
Morocco, of
on
course.
The internet, yes.
Of course. Good morning, Morocco.
You know, I just always wonder if it's a person, a group of people that live here and are just always on, you know, they become like a, you know, they love to listen in on what's happening locally, and they do a lot of traveling.
Well, we've had people do that. We've had we had people call us from Canada. We've had them call us from France that listen to the show, and you know, when they were traveling.
Yeah, I think it's great.
Yeah, at least they can figure out what's going on. If we can never figure out what's going on.
I know there's a lot of stuff that's going on right now in the North State. We don't really know. I mean, the elections are coming up. When we talked about that the other day, it's just a couple months off. We've got new seats that are open. We have Mike Littow on Friday, and we were talking about positions opening up on in city council as well as
Board of Supervisors,
yeah. And there was one time, maybe about 10 years ago, you really were really interested in perhaps throwing your hat in. And David Kehoe ran again, and you were really interested in that particular time. But then again, now it's changed.
Tell the people why. Tell the people why I don't ever run for office.
Well, I ask you this time. You know, now that we've, you know, become...
Tell the people why.
Well,
tell them
I'll
how you promised me you were going to duct tape me to the bed and then beat me with a
wow.
A hose.
No, I never said that, but a kind of equivalent to without, you know,
without the graphic?
No, I just... Okay, because people... I don't... You think I would have a thick skin, but I've seen it in many of our friends whose husbands have run in office. And we've already been, you know, a couple times just on the radio. When we've not said a thing, not you and I personally, and the launch of the attack to the point where I was like, actually, you weren't, because, you know, you're different, you're built differently, but that that people were saying such terrible things online, and I should have never looked at it because it actually made me sick that people would actually say these things on a popular news, like a magazine news locally here, and I felt like, boy, it's like the mob. It was like a mob, like you're standing in front of a mob, and you had nothing to do with it.
What do you do with the mob? You face them down.
Well, okay.
You take your double barrel shotgun, you sit out there, and you guard the prisoner. You face down the mob. You don't acquiesce to the mob.
Yeah, but there's cowards that, like, for instance, during that time, I had gone to, like, just say hypothetically Safeway, and I really felt like people, I got into a paranoid thing where, you know, I was, who's going to say something to me while I'm...
Oh, did anybody ever say anything?
No, but the fact is I felt it, Carl, and the point is that we know that people are nasty enough to go through your garbage, look at your receipts, and get into your personal life.
What are they going to find out?
Nothing, but I don't want to...
You've been to Nordstrom?
No, I just don't want somebody to do that.
Please.
Carl.
No, I know you don't, but here's the thing.
I don't want people to look inside my drawers.
There was one candidate that spent $8,000 on a background investigation of another candidate. Well, here. And which I found utterly ridiculous, but then again, a lot of things I find utterly ridiculous. But here's the thing, you can't, if you're going to run for an office, you got to expect there's going to be people who are going to be like that, especially in today's social,
in our
on
social yes.
media, because they're never held accountable, because they're faceless, nameless slugs. But they're never held accountable. And they can say anything, and they do. And it, you know what? And it can be the most benign thing that people jump onto.
They'll blow up. Now, there was a time in my life, you know, 30, 40 years ago, you know, when I was in Sacramento, I was very involved with a lot of people, you know, in my social circle that were in the political realm. And, you may have, you know, somebody who is the outspoken opponent, but it wasn't dirty, nasty takedown. Let's take your family down. Let's watch your kids. Let's, you know.
Let me disagree with you there, sweetheart. Because
you weren't in it.
No, but let me disagree with you just on the overall
wow.
thing. Going back to the 1700s, in the papers, people yeah. would call people. I mean, yeah. people would fight duels.
That's true.
People yeah. would get it. People were being caned because people carried canes back then. Would mm-hmm. cane each other because of the horrible things they were writing and saying about each other in the newspapers. So now, 200 years later, we've got social media
mm-hmm.
where people who have no power at all, who have nothing like that, are using social media to try
to destroy you.
Well, and that may be
your reputation.
And that
you know,
may
I just
be.
Always feel like your reputation is all you have, and we work really hard on you know
but
like
people
what
that know you.
Yeah,
and that it makes no difference. The other people, why do you even care? They're you know what they're you know that people will say nasty things or bad things or untrue things. They're beneath contempt.
People who you actually have thought that you've been welcomed into your home and thought, you know, we can agree to disagree, to only find out the spewing of, you know, we've had to just go to anyway, I don't know how we got in this, but we're talking about the things that are in front of us here at 2026 and how we have, you know, positions
have
available.
Have you done the weather yet?
No, because we got off on a tangent, but that's all right. It's Monday morning. It's going to be around 98. Go ahead.
Kind of funny that you were talking about that because today is National Mob Day.
Oh!
No, I'm joking.
No, oh, really?
I'm just joking.
Why would it be a National Mob Day? That would be like, you know, the mob could be like the mob.
Just throwing
La Costa
in a joke.
Nostra.
That's all.
Okay, 98
well,
degrees.
What do they call it when a bunch of people take over, you know, an area and they're singing?
A coup?
No, they take over, like, you know, they're in a shopping mall and then all of a sudden they start singing Les Mis. What's that called? Flash mob.
Yeah.
Okay.
Flash
mobs are okay.
Yeah. 98 degrees today, overnight lows of 66. Tomorrow calls for 101. Wednesday calls for 102. Thursday, 102. And Friday, 106. So we're getting up there.
Yeah.
And I can see why. Okay, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And going back into, I can
good
understand
people.
Why people really wanted you to run for office, because you're a voice of reason. Remember when we had a town hall, and I can't remember when the subject was over. But
that was when Rob Plotty
was in,
and it was about...
there was a panel.
It was about crime and public safety down at Sequoia Middle School, and we filled the place up with people standing there, and the fire marshal was not letting people in, and people were outside because we broadcast it in their cars listening, because
right.
so many, we had Paletti and the highway patrol and the district attorney's office
right.
and the we just had a number of people there to discuss public
but
safety.
But you were the moderator, and
I
forget, people standing in line, they stood in line in order to ask a singular question, and then there would
yeah.
be people, you know, yelling from the crowd. And
can't do that.
Somehow you were, with your leadership abilities, were saying we will be civil, and people listened. So I can understand how you kind of want, or people in this community, especially where we're going, people are like, a little concern. The Civic is closed, okay? Where are we going? What's happening with this riverfront? Are you really, is there going to be something, people are worried, is there going to be something change in the middle of the night? Are you, is something that we're not aware of in 2 weeks, it's going to be like, you know what? And they're looking for leadership with a voice of reason that can bring people together. City Council, when you go to a meeting, how long is it going to last? Are people going to lay on the ground? And
That's usually the Board of Supervisors, yeah, where they lay on their
ground. I am surprised that they do not have a bailiff.
What do you do, honey?
Or somebody in the front that will take people and say, you know, you're out.
They do. It's called the Sheriff's Department and the Reading Police Department. If things go to that, where the people do that, they adjourn the meeting, and the police will ask the people to leave, and if they choose not to, then they will remove them. This one woman's been arrested twice now. Her husband's been arrested once. First time she got, I think, a month of at home with a, what do you call them, an ankle monitor?
Monitor, yeah.
But the fact that it got to where people don't even want to go to the meetings because it's like, can't we just get to the... get to the bottom of it and hear the nit and grit of what we can do as a community rather than having people scream and yell and catcall and do all those things that you can't.
God, it's more fun doing that.
All right. My point is that the civility. How do we get back?
Well, you really got going on
this slippery slope of not being able to get back. Okay, well, let's talk about when we go. What it was civil this weekend. We went to a fabulous movie. We're going to tell you about that. We get back.
Well, I think Anne Marie's on the phone. Oh no, Terry's on the phone. Terry, what you need?
Just was going to comment a bit on the behavior at the.
Okay. Well, then why don't you wait till after the break?
Can you?
Can you wait?
Of course.
Thank you, darling.
We're going to take a quick break.
So let's leave it alone. Because we can't see eye to eye. There ain't no good guy. There ain't no bad guy. There's only you and me, and we just disagree.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
Looking for quality outdoor gear while supporting a local veteran-owned business? Check out NorCal Outfitters, proudly based right here in Redding, California. Built on a passion for the outdoors and the values that make our community strong, NorCal Outfitters offers apparel and gear designed for hunters, anglers, outdoorsmen, and anyone who loves the outdoor lifestyle. And right now, we're excited to announce our partnership with Ultimate Predator Outfitters to give you a chance to win an incredible three-day guided California hog hunt experience. Your ticket includes lodging, expert guides, and the opportunity to create memories that last a lifetime. Whether you're a seasoned hunter or looking to experience your first guided hunt, this is an opportunity you won't want to miss. Support local, support veteran owned, and enter today by purchasing your raffle tickets at ncofit.com. That's ncofit.com. NorCal Outfitters, born for the wild, worn for life.
All right, welcome back to our Monday edition. Okay, we get rolling, and then all of a sudden, you know, we've got things scheduled, and we'll have to, you know, table this for another time about, you know, not lack of civility and fear of a lot of people not really, you know, coming into certain things that maybe could be their calling because of this mob mentality. But let's talk about the good things. And on the phone, we have Anne Marie, who is going to give our community calendar. She calls it on Monday, brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance. Anne Marie, what do we have to look forward to in the week ahead of us?
Well, good Monday morning, everyone. Today, July 27th, is National Korean War Veterans Armistice Day, which commemorates the end of the Korean War on July 27th, 1953, and honors all those that served during the Korean War. Vitalant has an urgent need for type O blood donors. And there is a critical shortage right now, according to their website, vitalant.org. Now, through August 8th, donate blood for your chance to win a new car. To find a location near you or more details, go to vitalant.org. There is still time to check out the Popnology exhibit at Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding. This is a super cool exhibit for all ages. Check out a 3D printed car, an exact screen replica of the DeLorean time machine from the Back to the Future movies, an R2-D2 unit, a talking robot, a huge light bright station that you can put pieces into, and that's just the beginning, folks. Enjoy Popnology now through August 16th at Turtle Bay Museum, located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Redding. Free for members and included in paid park admission. Now, another fun thing we did at the park was the Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show. This is a 30-minute outdoor show, and they have several animals that make an appearance, including a possum, skunk, raccoon, porcupine, a fox, a badger, and several different types of birds. This is also a great event for all ages and is currently running Tuesday through Sunday at Turtle Bay, with shows at 11 a.m. and 12 noon through August 9th. Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show is free for members and included in paid park admission. More details, turtlebay.org. This Wednesday night, enjoy the Mosquito Serenade Concert Series at Anderson River Park Sierra Pacific Industries Amphitheater at 2800 Rupert Road in Anderson. Event time, 6 p.m. This week, look for Lindsay and Prime Country on July 29th. More details can be found on the Mosquito Serenade Facebook page. On Thursday, July 30th, the Shasta County Special Olympics Stroll Patrol Walking Club will meet at the J.C. Penney Courtyard at Mount Shasta Mall in Redding, starting at 3:30 p.m. Due to the summer heat, the Stroll Patrol Walking Club will be walking indoors. All ages and abilities are welcome. More details can be found on the Special Olympics Shasta County Facebook page. Check out Friday Night in the Park, a free concert series by the Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce every Friday night through August 21st. This Friday night, July 31st, look for the Country Holics. And it's also Kids Night. during the series. Located at Claire Ingle Park in the city of Shasta Lake, events start at 6 p.m. and music begins at 6:30 p.m. In addition to the live music, look for vendors, food trucks, and more. Bring your own lawn chairs and blankets and enjoy an evening out. More information on the Shasta Lake Chamber Facebook page. On Saturday, August 1st, there will be a pulled pork fundraiser from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. located at Becca's Cafe at 2830 Childress Drive in Anderson. The dinner is $15, and there will be a sit-down or take-out option available. 100% of the proceeds will benefit Childhood Cancer Awareness events, which will be held in September. The month of September is also Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, and we will have more details on that as we get closer. More details on the fundraiser can be found on the Alyssa Ariza Wings of Angels Facebook page. Save the date for the Reading Bridal Show, which will be scheduled for Sunday, August 2nd, 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Wind River Resort and Casino in Reading. Tickets are $10 at the door. There will be numerous vendors on site, a prize drawing, also a grand prize, and more. More details, visit readingbridalshow.com. Next Tuesday, August 4th, look for local communities taking part in National Night Out events. National Night Out annually falls on the first Tuesday of August. You can join members of the Anderson Police Department and Fire Department at the Splash Pad at Anderson River Park. Starting at 5:30 p.m., there will be police demos, food truck activities, and a lot more. I love National Night Out events. For additional details, visit the Anderson Police Department on Facebook and also the Anderson Fire Department on Facebook. Registration is open for Special Olympics athletes who enjoy soccer and flag football now through August 5th. You can register at sonc.org and view more details on the Special Olympics Shasta County Facebook page. The Shasta Family YMCA is doing their summer feed program for those 18 and younger now through August 7th. There will be free breakfast served 18 and younger from 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. and lunches from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. every day. No membership required for the summer food program at 1155 North Court Street in Reading. For more details, visit the Shasta Family YMCA on Facebook or call 530-246-9622. Don't forget about First Fridays in downtown Reading as we turn the calendar page from July to August. First Fridays take place on the first Friday of each month. Enjoy special promotions from participating businesses, food vendors, art pop-ups, live music, and that's just the beginning. Spend an evening in downtown Reading. More details can be found at vivadowntownreading.org or on the First Fridays in Downtown Reading Facebook page. Next weekend, August 8th and 9th, check out the Reading Model Train Show at Wind River Resort and Casino from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, August 8th, and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday, August 9th. Tickets are $10 for those 13 and over, $5 for those 5 to 12 years old, and free for the kiddos 4 and under with an adult. There will be multiple model train displays. There's going to be vendors, prizes, and operating layouts to view. More details on the Reading Train Show Facebook page. There is also an ongoing concrete and asphalt drop-off event taking place now through September 30th at the Anderson Landfill located at 18703 Cambridge Road. This is free of charge, and they are accepting clean concrete, asphalt and concrete with rebar, but not accepted trash, wood, plastic, or mixed debris. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 12 noon, and closed on Sundays. For more information or questions, call 530-347-5452. And that is just a quick sample of some events happening in the next 2 weeks. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar. Till next time, everyone.
Wow.
Thank you.
You're just full of information.
The landfill, I had my first experience of going to, taking a couple kids that helped me and driving them to the landfill. And I'd never been before. Quite impressed mm-hmm. with that, the organization of that place. You can actually free take some boxes in, take like, if you're going to throw out anything that's metal in a certain place, they've got dropped off, and then they have like if you want to drop off a truckload and then dump that someplace else. But yeah. It's very impressive. It's clean and it's organized very well.
Cool.
It's a good resource.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Anne Marie.
Thank you, Anne Marie.
And our community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading. Home insurance, auto insurance, commercial liability, surety bonds, and more. You can give them a call at 530-224-2345, and we'll be. Is Terry on the line?
Oh, okay.
No, he's calling back.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
A great update with Anne Marie.
Yes, it was. Okay, we'll be right back.
Stay cool this summer with a new qualified AC system from Alliance. If your current AC is struggling to keep up, now is the perfect time to upgrade. With payments starting at just $114 a month, comfort may be more affordable than you think. Don't wait until the summer heat is already here. Call Alliance today at 2212-642. Again, 2212-642. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody calls us.
Explore, learn, and play this summer at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Discover 300 acres of adventure featuring the Turtle Bay Museum, playgrounds, animals, botanical gardens, trails, and so much more. This summer, experience Popnology and explore science and technology. Marvel at hundreds of butterflies in our butterfly house. Feed lorikeets in Parrot Playhouse. Hop on a ride with the Turtle Express train. And don't miss the popular Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show. Plan your visit today at turtlebay.org.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Summer breeze makes me feel kind, blowing through the jasmine.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this beautiful Monday morning here, 7:34 in the morning. It looks like we're going to have around 98. Enjoy that, because we're getting up to triple digits. Tuesday, 101, Wednesday and Thursday above 100, and, of course, Friday it's at 106.
On the phone, Terry, you had something
Terry.
To say.
Yeah, I did. How are you guys doing this morning?
Fine.
Thank you,
we have guests, so please keep it succinct.
Very succinct.
What's on your mind, buddy?
A lot of the reason we do have some disruptions at the Board of Supervisor meetings, especially, not so much the City of Reading, but part of the problem with that is that the way you can arrest those people or stop them is with Penal Code 403. The problem with the 403 is the behavior of the person who's disrupting the meeting has to have behavior that's bad enough to where the meeting is postponed, stopped, recessed, etc. And part of the time when those things happen, it doesn't meet that level, so really the sheriff can't do anything. Now, when someone lays on the floor in the middle of a meeting and won't move, then you might have cause to use a 403, or if they're shouting out, or, you know.
Yeah. But, yeah, just interrupting the meeting but then being quiet after that for at least a little while isn't enough to get them arrested.
No. The whole thing is that the behavior has to be enough to where the Board of Supervisors or whoever is on whatever board it is stops the meeting, because they can't proceed because of the behavior of an individual.
You can't do the public's work.
Right. Yeah. You got that First Amendment, man.
Thanks a lot, Terry.
You bet.
Okay. Okay, now, Rich, we have guests, so keep it succinct.
You know me, Carl, I can do that. Hey, there's a latest Supreme Court opinion regarding license plate readers, Chatrie, Chatrie, shows that warrantless electronic surveillance is against the Fourth Amendment. Go to my website, ShastaCountyALDR.com.
Okay, and yet what we're talking about, you bet, thanks, Rich. What we're talking about, of course, is the flock cameras. A lot of, you know, L.A. just outlawed them. Just told them we're not going to do them, because unlike a traffic light camera, which gets you on that one thing, flock cameras record everything. And that's where the battle is right now. So our guest today from the Veterans
Home. How do you spell it? First of all, how do you spell flock?
F-L-O-C-K.
Flock.
Flock.
Okay. Huh. Look that thing up.
It probably stands for something. Hey, the Veterans Home is with us today.
All right, we love you,
Darlene McCusker and Mark Wilkinson.
Darlene, you
good
look
morning.
So cute.
Good
Hello,
morning.
Guys.
Thank you. Linda.
Look at you. You're
in a pretty
summery woman
dress. You know, isn't it funny?
Oh, it is a pretty woman dress.
If you wear chocolate brown and polka dots, you just can't help but think about pretty women. You know, putting the divots back in at the polo field.
Yes, here I am.
Yes,
pretty woman.
You look great. Thank you.
Have you been out at the polo field?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
All right, guys.
So,
good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Catch us up on the Veterans Home, that's possible. Because every time I turn around on Facebook, there they are. The gang is. This reminds
busy,
me.
Busy.
This kind of reminds me of Landman. If you ever watched the Landman series, when the wife and the daughter have adopted this senior citizens home, and they take them everywhere. They take them to. They take them out swimming. They took them to a strip club one time. They took them to a casino. You know, no, I mean, really. And they've adopted them. And it's because, and of course, the older people, they're having a great time. And it's funny. So.
Yeah. Well, we take them swimming. We
feel the same way, except for a few things that you know about.
You haven't taken them to the casino yet, huh?
Yeah.
We have done
that.
You
have.
Oh, but not the other. Yeah.
No, but how fun.
There's no strip club to take them to, so we're safe. Otherwise, we'd have to be watching Mark here. Okay. Mark, your job.
They have those hunks down under that come in from Australia.
Yeah. Your job specifically
yes.
is to kind of do this stuff.
Yes, we keep them very busy, and it is like our
getting our favorite grandparents and our favorite people out and about as much as possible.
I think it's so good for them.
Yeah.
It keeps their minds active, and keeps their bodies active. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and having a lot of support from all the medical staff and our administrator and my activities team is I'm very lucky. Yeah,
second to none.
Yep, absolutely. But lately, it feels like a long time ago, but one thing we wanted to talk about is America 250. So we had a big ceremony out at the home on the beginning of July, which, gosh, it's feels like last year, but it was just a couple weeks ago. We had a beautiful day, and it wasn't too hot. We had an outdoor ceremony, and the Sea Cadets came and posted colors. We had a really formal, nice ceremony celebrating all branches in the United States. And a nice reception to follow with a beautiful cake from Sublime Cake.
Oh, man.
And the Good Time Band was providing jazz music the whole time. So we just had a really, really nice time celebrating.
Fantastic. And Mark's fabulous crew came up with an idea of creating an American flag. You guys will have to come and see it. It is
amazing.
4x4 canvases painted red, white, and blue and arranged in a flag. And residents and staff throughout the home were encouraged to personalize each of them. It's super cool. It's on display in our front lobby.
Names and comments.
Pictures and service years.
It's like a beautiful mosaic.
Yeah, it's so cool.
What a great idea,
Mark. It's really cool. I'll have
to
show you.
It wasn't exactly my idea, but my team came up with it. They're super creative.
And worked on it for
like
a month and a half or so.
It was a two-month project leading up to it.
Was it paper that you painted on cards?
No, they were small.
Little canvases, about 4x4.
Little canvases?
Yeah, 4x4-inch canvases.
Yeah, it's really cool. I'll show you a picture in a bit.
Incredible.
Okay. Yeah, please share it with us.
So they had their gates of service.
Well, it was on Facebook, though,
it
right?
Was.
So I saw that, and I'm just,
we'll show you another picture after.
Oh, please.
It is amazing. So we had an unveiling for that as well, and we had a big volunteer team that got involved with helping us out with all that, and it was incredible.
Volunteers. Let's talk volunteers out there, darling, or Mark.
Yeah.
Linda's gone out there and helped with trees before, and
did some music.
Did some music out there, but volunteers are kind of like a lifeblood out there too, right?
Absolutely. We could not do the things that we do without the volunteers with the positive energy and another set of safe eyes to help us and come up with ideas and take on big roles around the home. So yeah, our volunteers are amazing. We have probably about 50. And of those 50, probably about 30 that come in on a real regular basis. So we are very blessed in that regard.
You know, a member of our family, our extended family, just lost her husband. And one of the things, she was devastated. Mm. I mean, they were just like, they were, just each other. And our daughter, Dr. Jennifer, urged her to get out and start volunteering. Mm. And so she's been down at the animal shelter, and she's been out at the library and someplace else, and it's really, really helped her.
Mm-hmm.
And I would encourage people, if you've had changes in your life and you're kind of like wandering, find a place like the Veterans Home or, one of the others, and volunteer your time, because I think the payback or what you receive back is very, very positive, very encouraging. And it gives you, you come down there and you, first of all, you're around other people.
Mm-hmm.
And you can move forward. So,
two-way street. The positivity going both ways.
It's not just going one way.
Oh, yeah. The residents appreciate it wholeheartedly. Staff appreciates it, and I know the volunteers feel it.
Well, when we start to get ready to start looking, usually we think of in the music industry July. Christmas, and you'll see that on QVC and some of that. July, you start to plant for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about adopting a vet.
Oh, yeah.
And then that, and when we come back from our break, let's get into some of the things that we can start pre-planning.
Not too far away,
September, October is going to happen, and where people can start to put it in their calendars about how that works, because I know I have an organization that has gone through the changes this last year, and I think that's personally I want to know about how we as a group can adopt a vet over the holidays.
Absolutely.
Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repair, jewelry designs, stone cutting, jewelry repair, all of it down at Four Winds Jewelry. Founded over 30 years ago. Foreman's Jewelry is locally owned, locally operated, and they are just really good people down there. Fantastic selection of jewelry at very fair prices. The only place Linda shops at for jewelry. And that tells you something. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Totally, totally, heartily recommend these people. Four Winds Jewelry. And we'll be right back with the Veterans Home.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal St. Pete. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Reading Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Goldleaf Nursery is open and has been serving Shasta County growers since 1975 and going strong. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale and drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Goldleaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Our summer sale is on now. 20% off all gallon and 15-gallon shrubs and trees. 25% off all 25-gallon trees. Need fast-growing trees, 3 to 4 feet per year, drought-tolerant? We have Polyanthemos Silver Dollar and Weeping Willows. Great for screening or fast shade. Don't miss the 20% off sale going on all summer long. Come check out Goldleaf Nursery on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road in Dersh, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Everywhere around the world, they come to America.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBont. Streaming worldwide at KCNRradio.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst, the Windshield Whisperer. He's been repairing windshields close to 30 years, and nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. Been through all the schools. He's a highly professional, very, very competent specialist at what he does. small chip or crack up to 2 feet in length. Jeff can fix it and guarantees it for the life of his windshield. That's right. Don't take chances of you driving down the road during the summer and air conditioning's going and all of a sudden that chip comes into the crack that changes the trip. Goes across your windshield. A free inspection and analysis is offered by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Just bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Now, he fixed a 8-inch, 9-inch crack in my windshield, and it lasted for 18 years, as long as I had the truck before I sold the Red Rover, and it was still going good last time I saw it. So that kind of gives you an idea of the kind of work he does. Locally owned, locally operated, and it's a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And we're here with the Veterans Home, Darlene McCusker and Mark Wilkinson. We're talking about volunteers. Volunteers just aren't retired people.
No, absolutely. We got a lot of volunteers, a lot of high school kids coming and kind of getting that intergenerational vibe going with our vets. And Carl alluded to it as far as the two-way street of all the what people get out of being a volunteer for kids, lifelong experience. You know, you can't measure that. You know, a lot of people do it for for just lifelong experience.
Well, you know, there's extra credit given to a lot of the high schools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when they apply
for doing volunteer work.
Sure.
And this just may be someplace they hadn't thought of, mm-hmm. and out at the VA home. And
our vets love it. Yeah.
It's a very pleasant place out there. The people are extremely nice. If you've never been out to the veterans home, you should go out there, mm-hmm. just to see the kind of work that the staff out there, like Darlene and Mark and the rest of the gang out there, do.
Yeah,
and
it's pretty incredible.
Yeah, and I would say is the residents out there are pretty happy. And besides the taking them to Wind River, they also go to baseball games. They go to the Marine Corps ball. They go to a lot of different
rodeo, community events,
all types of community events. They
just
get
going
out
to Whiskey
there.
Town, sitting in the sun,
and they always get, you know, when they announce they're there, they always get a big ovation.
Yeah, we get out as often as we can.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So what else you got going?
What else?
Well, Linda mentioned off air that a little bit about the adoptive vet.
Yes.
We have a program every year it's called Adopt a Vet. You don't get to keep the vets, but it's a Christmas program.
It does not adopt a pet.
A lot of people think. At any rate, it's a Christmas program where we adopt a vet and give a present to the
veteran.
Oh, look
who's with us, honey.
Yeah. At any rate.
Go ahead, please. I have just three things that are coming out of my mind.
Oh, go for it.
Well, is this something that comes on as you change your website? Would there be a tab that somebody could pull down to find out about it? How would one go about doing it? Or organization?
There won't be a tab, but I always post it well in advance once I have the flyer. We just have to come up with the date.
Yeah,
usually
no date
it's in mid-November. And
all right.
I have a date in mind, but I don't want to put it out there
just
because, you know, Mark's crew is the one that's really in charge of it. So we got to figure that out.
Typically, we do that in the morning. There'll be plenty of notice on Facebook, and Darlene will be posting that.
Yeah, I'll post
typically
it.
Typically, it's in the morning, and you know, it goes really quick. Our Shasta County is unbelievably giving, and it's so heartwarming. And it goes very quick. We put a tag out for all veterans
every
that live
single
at our
veteran,
home. And they kind of put up a wish list of things that they like, sizes of shirts, favorite team, favorite chocolate, favorite whatever, and when then we come up with a everyone gets a tag on that tree. So when they come for Adopt a Vet, they come. Pick out it.
Yeah, what we're laughing about is Buford, sorry, who is usually the silent guy, just howl.
It was a big howl.
Big howl going, like he was a big yawn, but then he was howling. And he never does that.
I think he was interested in the Adopt-A-Pet program.
Think so.
I think he was, too.
Yeah, that.
Or he's worried about Adopt-A-Pet.
He's behind you, honey. He's right behind you.
Yeah, Adopt-A-Vet is so popular that we've had to limit the number of tags that a single person can take.
To spread it out within the community.
Otherwise, they get scooped up really fast.
Well, my favorite was the one they wanted, the 50 caliber Barrett sniping rifle, but you told me you couldn't have.
Yeah.
So we had to return it. And but the people in Redding and Shasta County, well, even in, you know, the North State, I can say, but for sure Redding, Shasta County, Anderson, all that, are very giving.
Yes.
And they really support veterans. I wished the elected officials had that same. I know they love veterans, but, you know, the giving that the people have out toward our veterans is just wonderful.
Yeah, Carl, we get calls. My department gets calls from the community year round.
I know,
but it really right around September and August it ramps up, getting close to Veterans Day and the holidays, and it is so touching.
Well, it's beautiful. Veterans are out there for the Memorial Day services, and of course the Veterans Day services like this. Every one of them has served. And in some cases, they have, I think rare cases, they have their wives with them, right?
There are some. Yeah.
Some out there, because it's set up that you can have a husband-wife.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are singles there, but it's kind of like they're together a lot during the meal times and all the activities.
They become real friends.
Yeah, and you can either do the activities or not, too. It's not one of those things is, okay, everybody out of your rooms, we're all going to go do shuffleboard today.
It's
not like that. It's not like that.
Right.
So, which is why you always have a waiting list. And so how long is the waiting list for the, just the, it's not the assisted care, it's the...
Skilled nursing?
Skilled nursing.
It's still five years plus.
Skilled nursing is 5 years.
Yes.
But what about the just ambulatory walking around?
Yeah, we call it residential care facilities for the elderly, so RCFE, assisted living, basically. That wait list is 3 to 6 months. There's actually a couple's wait list as well.
Okay.
I can't tell you how many tours I've done in the last few months that have been married couples looking to move in, but we only have 3 of those rooms and they're all occupied.
Sure. So I'm just saying is if you're out there and, you know, this may be an option for some people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 3 to 6 month waiting list, but starting your paperwork now.
Yeah, sooner rather than later.
Is probably a good idea because it does take time to, you know, to go through all the paperwork.
Yeah, it takes time to process and gather documents and order birth certificates if you lost it, you know, that kind of
stuff.
And
depending on your financial situation and your degree of disability from the military and all this, you're going to pay some money.
Yeah.
But you're still going to have... half?
Yeah, on the assisted living side, everybody, regardless of service connection, is going to pay 55%
of their income.
Of their gross monthly. And on the skilled side, it's 70%, unless if you've been rated 70% service connected
or higher,
disabled or higher by the Veterans Administration, the federal, then it's $0.
Okay. So. Yeah, it's not like they take all of your money.
No, right? It's a great deal.
Yeah.
It really is a great deal.
And it's all your meals.
Especially in today's economy.
Yeah, it's housing and all your meals.
Yeah, everything. Yeah, utilities, cable,
everything. Can you put TV in your room?
Every room has a TV already.
Okay.
If you didn't like it or it wasn't big enough, you can swap it out. It just has to be approved by our plant ops.
Oh, okay.
Like so under 50 inches, they can't put a 96er in there or anything like that.
Okay. All right.
Well, it's still pretty big.
Well, that's a disqualifier.
Yeah, but all of the rooms are private with a private bathroom. They all come with TVs. They're all individually climate controlled.
And a private shower.
Yeah, private shower.
Yeah, I mean,
it's really nice.
It's like a nice, real nice hotel.
It's like a studio apartment without a kitchen.
Now, last time you were here, you talked about that you had some positions. Are all those filled?
No. In fact, I wanted to give a big shout-out to James Vogus. Carl is a fan, too.
He's
our chief physician and surgeon, and he is incredible.
Finally
he's the
retiring.
One that helped me out with my pneumonia last year. He's retiring in about a week or so. So
what a great guy.
He served in the Air Force and the Navy, and he's been at our home for almost as long as it's been open.
Yes.
Has he been there that long?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, he's also been on our Marines and Friends committee that puts on the annual Marine Corps birthday celebration, and he took over the the commemorative coin.
Yep.
And
he's a wonderful human.
A great job. Plus other things he does. He is a very, very fine human being.
Yes.
I would concur.
Yes.
And
he's
and
funny.
He's moving.
And a true character. Yep.
No,
moving.
He's retiring.
I know, but he's moving, isn't he? Or not?
I'm not totally sure about what his plans are, but he's retiring, and him and his wife are going to have a beautiful life. But with that being said, we're going to need a replacement. We do have another doctor. We have two doctors on staff, so
okay.
we still have plenty of people to
we'll
care
well
for our residents.
Care.
So yeah. Nothing to worry about there. But we need another doctor, and it's a pretty good salary. I mean, it's up to $28,000 a month. I wouldn't be sad about that.
$28,000 a month.
Yeah.
So this may be any doctor out there that's kind of toward the ends. You know, he may be 50 or something, thinking this could be a good place to go.
Yeah. Absolutely. Just the reward you get from working there. Like I never thought I was an old people person, but I can't explain how great it is to be out there. It's having 150 grandmas and grandpas I didn't know I wanted.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay, so how do people get a hold of y'all? Because we've got to run.
So for me, for tours or any information about admissions process or whatever, my number is 530-224-3814.
And for me, for anything entertainment or any ideas to entertain our veterans or volunteer questions, 530-224-2829. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And after the news, we're going to have Mimi Mosley, and she speaks.
Thank you, guys.
KZNR, Shasta Redding.
Town Hall, Comrade Thomason. Seattle police say the two gunmen who opened fire last evening at a popular food festival near the Space Needle were shooting at each other. Assistant Police Chief Tyrone Davis says call of shots fired came in just after 6 p.m.
Officers responded and addressed one of the shooters. That person gave up and was taken into custody. There was another person that we believe that was also involved that fled the scene, and officers began an active search for that person.
And that search goes on. The shooting left three people dead, a two-year-old boy among four others who were injured. The suspect in the deadly Berlin Pride attack that killed one person, injured 29, was shot dead by German police during a confrontation in a Berlin suburb. Authorities identify the gunman as Abdul Balut, German citizen with Lebanese roots. Prosecutors say that he had previously tried to get involved with ISIS. America will soon observe the 25th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks, and some of those who lost loved ones on that terrible day do not want New York City's mayor to attend Ground Zero ceremonies.
It's an emotional time for the families of the innocent people killed by radical Islamic terrorists on September 11th of 2001. Some are very busy gathering signatures for a petition as they do not want New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani to attend the annual ceremony where the names of all the victims are read out loud at Ground Zero. They're concerned about the mayor's associations with people who have minimized what happened and have even suggested America deserved the attacks. The group posting specific examples on the website change.org.
And that's correspondent Laura Winters. On Wall Street, the Dow 267 points higher. The Nasdaq is down 15 points. The S&P up 9. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Are you tired of feeling lousy? Maybe you had a scare at your last checkup or just walking hurts? When enough is enough, call PhD Weight Loss. When I had enough 4 years and 53 pounds ago, I knew I couldn't do it alone. I'm Mike Gallagher for PhD Weight Loss. Best phone call I ever made. They were right with me. They still are today. Right now, mention Mike. You'll get 2 free weeks added to the program, and they'll pay for the cost of your food. $1,500 value. Call 864-644-1900. 864-644-1900 or visit myphdweightloss.com.
So Karen and Michael Collins were in their 20s, they were newly married, and Michael found out he had cancer, stage 4. They're members of MediShare, and MediShare came through for them, not just financially.
But they called and they said, hey, we know you're going through treatment, we just wanted to call and pray for you. And it rocked my world.
MediShare was a blessing to us because they just made it so easy.
Call now, and you'll see why so many Christians have made the switch to MediShare. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
French President Macron has called a crisis meeting to address uncontrolled wildfires, forcing more than 250,000 people to flee their homes. In a region in southwest France, flames have burned an area that's 4 times the size of Paris. Officials say the situation remained globally stable overnight. That's changed from previous days, and no new evacuations have been announced. With France entering its peak tourist season, local authorities have banned holiday camps for youngsters and people with disabilities. Ukrainian President Zelensky is set to meet with British Prime Minister Andy Burnham at a naval base in England. Burnham says the visit is designed to underline unwavering British support for Ukraine. Zelensky's trip is the first by a foreign leader since Burnham took office 1 week ago. He will be the fifth British Prime Minister the Ukrainian president has dealt with since Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022. Townhall.com. Estrangement within families caused by political differences has been a growing, troubling phenomenon in recent years. Closer look at what may help fuel that divide.
A Wall Street Journal investigation says self-care advice is replacing reconciliation efforts, and critics argue the trend is spreading faster than the evidence, especially online. Here's what's at stake. About 25% of Americans say they're estranged from a close relative, and surveys suggest a third of estranged parents blame their adult child's therapist. While cutting contact may bring short-term relief, research links it to higher rates of chronic depression, an outcome experts call tragic, not typical. Ron Taylor reporting.
Federal appeals court has upheld a judge's ruling that halted President Trump's attempts to create a federal voter list and limit who can receive a mail-in ballot. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, streaming worldwide at KCNRradio.com. Takes you right to our website, news, weather, who's going to be our guest this week, and all those kind of things are on our website. Plus, you can find all of our advertisers and click on them and go right to their websites. Good morning. The news top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex is here, but he can't talk because we're using his microphone. But we're waving at him. Hi, Alex. He's waving back. Yes, and it's National Mob Day. No, he said that was a joke.
Oh.
Okay.
I don't know why you would sit around and say let's make it a national day, National Mob Day.
Well, yeah, it could be flash mob though.
Flash mob
is a lot different than just that, mob.
Exactly.
See, one of our guests today doesn't mind flash mobs, but would not be happy about mobs.
Right?
Yes. Okay. Well.
All right, got a good quick update of the weather. Today's going to be around 98 overnight lows tonight. Clear skies, 66. Now, tomorrow, Tuesday, is calling for about 101. We don't have any high winds in front of us here, but we do have temperatures rising. Wednesday calls for 102. Thursday, 102. And Friday, 106.
That's me panting.
107 over Saturday and Sunday. So we're getting into those, like, really, like, hot winds. And, hot skies. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, but we are under a triple digit today, but not for the rest of the week. The weather's brought to you, again, Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, where they always give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793 for all your gas and propane needs.
And our show host today is Mimi Mosley, and
hey,
she speaks.
Yeah. Hey,
okay.
Good morning.
And you brought some guests with you.
Oh, my gosh. This is one of the best ones so far. I'm so excited. We have Jessica Lamour, and she's with ShastaCom. And ShastaCom, I'm going to let her describe what ShastaCom is in just a few minutes. And then we also have the very first female captain for Reading PD. So I'm honored to have my friend Reagan Ortega here as well. So if a round of applause.
Yay! Welcome, ladies.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And so we're going to jump right in. And I think I'm going to start with Jessica here because people don't realize even what ShastaCom is.
Sure.
So why don't you tell us what your role is at ShastaCom and what you do.
Sure. All right. Well, thank you for having me. ShastaCom is Shasta County's consolidated 911 dispatch center. So we dispatch for the law enforcement agencies in our community, like the Anderson Police Department, the Reading Police Department, the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, and then also dispatch for the Reading Fire Department and all the ambulance services in Shasta County, as well as answering all the 911 calls that come in Shasta County and all the business and emergency lines.
That's all.
Yeah.
And typically what a day looks like?
Well, we start briefing at 7 o'clock in the morning. Everybody comes together and we discuss new policies, current events, things that are going on and that they might need to know throughout the shift. And then we all head out the floor and relieve night shift. So then we work 12-hour shifts and we answer calls all day long. Typically, a dispatcher is answering phone calls at the same time as dispatching for an agency like the fire department. So they're doing both things at once, and you do that all day long, and then switch over to night shift at 1900.
Wow, which is 7 p.m.
Yes.
For those of us not military and officers. Okay, Reagan, how about you? Tell us what your role is at Reading PD.
I'm a captain, and I currently oversee the administration division, which recently has also taken on the detective division. So I oversee our professional standards, training, records division, as I mentioned, detective division, body-worn camera, property and evidence, all the hiring and day-to-day policies and procedures that it takes to run a police department.
Man. Is that all?
Like you said. I know. Is that it?
Mimi, great choice.
I think so. Yeah.
You know, and of course you, put together this program where you bring in special guests. She speaks. They're women, leaders in our community.
That's
and
right.
I think that it's brilliant.
Yeah.
So thank you for doing that.
Absolutely. And some don't get a spotlight very often. Like Jessica, in your world, you probably do get a spotlight from others, but for us, we expect you to be there when
sure.
I dial 911.
Yes.
And I know you get probably a ton that are, they're just silly calls. My son's a critical care paramedic in Tennessee, and he gets calls all the time where he goes and they say, oh, I just couldn't get this jar open.
Right.
Sure.
Something fell down the garbage disposal.
Makes me crazy. So.
Can I ask a question quickly?
You may.
Because I'm wondering with both of your guests today, Ironman is happening in August, and we talked about the 2,500 people plus their support teams. So are you gearing up for that? I think we have to talk about that every day because I think our community isn't, I mean, it's a word, but they haven't seen it.
Sure. And we need 2,000 volunteers.
Yes. Yeah, but I'm talking about for when people call 911. I mean, just being able to have the staff to take if that many people come into our city.
Yeah, we do have an extra dispatcher on that day specifically for the event. So, but they will be, where are they going to be? At a hotel, I believe, with the ops overall seeing the thing. It will be at a different location. But, we'll have dispatchers on duty ready to take all the calls for sure.
And we are plussing up our staffing for that event. We are grateful that Ironman is a professional organization, and they bring in a lot of their own support. And as Mimi mentioned, a lot of volunteers that will be helping. And so the lift for the Reading Police Department in and of itself isn't a huge lift, but we will definitely be staffing up and supporting it. And we do know that so many people, competitors, fans, family will be coming into our area about anywhere from 5 to 7 days prior to. And so we will be monitoring the area, ensuring that they have a great visit to Reading, and hopefully we'll come back year after year.
That's great.
Well, we know we have a 3-year contract with them, and to assuage some of the doubts here was Reading did not choose August 16th. And because people go, do they realize how hot it is? Yes, they do. The Ironman committee came and visited us several times. This was the date that was open to them.
Yeah.
And we, of course, would have liked to have had it in May or September. But this was the date that was open. And the people who participate in these, they know heat because they've run all over the United States and the world. And as of right now, we have entries from 48 states and 11 nations coming to Reading to run this. And they know how hot it is. But it is so important is that we do get the volunteers. And the ones in the water, which I think they've gotten already, but the aid stations and all of these. It's going to be important. And they are professional, and as Captain said, as Captain Ortega said, but it's still going to be is everybody's going to have to kind of take a deep breath that day on that Sunday morning. Starts at 6 o'clock, but there's going to be streets blocked, and there's going to be like the road heading up to Weaverville. It's going to be blocked there for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
So. Might want to plan going up there after 9 o'clock.
Yes.
To Weaverville.
Yeah.
So our first responders are so important during these times, right? They're important all the time, but
they are. And we're really close to a break. Do you want me to go ahead and?
No, let's just take that break now. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Maximal Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof, one stop. Shopping, you could say. Judy started her business in 1993 and has been helping our community ever since. You need an answer on insurance. You need an answer on maybe investments. Then you need to talk to Judy's people. They have a free review and evaluation of not only your retirement and investments, but your insurance plans. We went there and got a complete overview of what we had, and we changed into a couple of new systems there that saved us money but gave us better coverage. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, give them a call at 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. And we'll be right back with Mimi Mosley, and she speaks.
Explore, learn, and play this summer at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Discover 300 acres of adventure featuring the Turtle Bay Museum, playgrounds, animals, botanical gardens, trails, and so much more. This summer, experience Popnology and explore science and technology. Marvel at hundreds of butterflies in our Butterfly House. Feed lorikeets in Parrot Playhouse. Hop on a ride with the Turtle Express train. And don't miss the popular Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show. Plan your visit today at turtlebay.org.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Reading and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Now, for someone that needs to move quickly or something like a job transfer, well, what steps can you take to make sure that their home gets sold fast and for the most money?
Sean, that is an excellent question. We actually have three ways that we'll approach that. One is we actually as an office have what's called an instant offer. So if you need it sold fast, we can do it really fast. But the truth is if you want to maximize your selling price and get done quickly, then it actually means that you're going to want to sit down, identify a marketing plan, talk about what to do to prep your home for sale, and then be really clear on two things, your time frame and the price. Because those two things merging together is ultimately going to equal your outcome. So having that kind of conversation in advance will go a long ways.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. go online to readinghomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Coming soon, get ready for a fresh new publication created especially for women who love the Western and country lifestyle. Jade West Magazine, launching August 1st with our very first edition. Jade West Magazine will bring inspiring stories, beautiful photography, and fresh content to readers every 2 months. Whether you're a lifelong country girl or simply inspired by the beauty and values of rural living, Jade West celebrates women, traditions, and communities that make the West so special. Discover Western fashion trends, delicious homestyle recipes, country decor inspiration, travel destinations, and ideas for celebrating life's special moments. Meet influential women, rodeo queens, artists, musicians, authors, and local businesses that are shaping today's Western culture. Jade West Magazine celebrates strength, grace, and the spirit of women across the West. Pre-order your print or digital copy today at jadewestmag.com and be among the first to experience our premiere issue on August 1st. Jade West Magazine, for the wild woman.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Yeah,
8:19 in the morning here on the 27th of July. It's about 75 degrees out there, going up to, I think we said 106. Linda took the weather forecast with her. And when she ran out of here with her hair on fire. Welcome back to the show. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's a great time to find or start a career in the healthcare industry, and Shasta Regional Medical Center has opportunities available right now. They have openings for a variety of backgrounds and experience level, both for full-time and part-time, competitive benefits, including medical insurance, tuition reimbursement, 401ks, and more. To learn more, go to ShastaRegional.com and click careers in the main menu. And I'm here with Mimi Mosley and her regular show, She Speaks, and it's all yours.
Okay. Well, we have in the studio today, we have Jessica Lamore, who is with ShastCom, and we also have Captain Reagan Ortega with Reading PD. So we're thrilled to have y'all, and we're going to jump right back in. And I guess I'll start with you, Jessica. Why this field of ShastCom, and who was your inspiration?
Sure. So I don't know that I have a specific person that was my inspiration, but when I was in high school, I remember watching a documentary on TV about 911 dispatchers and the work that they do serving the community, and I thought that would be so great. I can do that. And I actually happened to know someone who knew someone who worked at ShastCom and was able to do sit-alongs and, like, do my senior project on ShastCom and learn all about it. And then I actually tested for ShastCom the day after I graduated from high school and then have been there ever since.
Wow. Yeah. So how many years?
29.
Wow. Yeah. And you look like you're 20, oh, 25. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, Reagan, how about you?
So when I was in middle school, I had the opportunity, I was out at the Reading Air Show, and there was, at the time, it was Reading Medical Center had their helicopter there. And I was fascinated with it, and they had allowed me to ride in the helicopter back to the hospital from the air show. And from that point forward, I was like, I want to be a nurse in a helicopter. So I graduated high school, went down to Long Beach State, started taking math, chemistry, microbiology classes, where I found I wasn't very good at math and science. So my sister was a police officer, and I had always been interested in what she was doing, and so I decided to take a couple criminal justice classes, which I found that I actually enjoyed taking the classes, and went on a couple of ride-alongs, and then here I am 21 years later. So
wow.
I diverted my career path and haven't looked back since.
So would your sister be your inspiration?
She definitely was my inspiration into exploring the field, and I just come to love it.
Oh, good. That's wonderful. And how has your career field changed over the last, let's say, 20 years? 29, 21, so let's hear it.
Sure. For us, it's definitely we've went much farther into technology. There's a lot more that we are information that we are given through technology, to where in the past we had to get all that information from a caller. So now when you call 911 or text a 911, which you can do now, we have more information about the caller's location or stuff that's coming from them that's coming to us through technology. Also, our ability to communicate out to the community is much different than it used to be.
And what about rural? Because I think of, I was talking earlier about my son, when there are places in Tennessee that are very rural, and so he gets a call, and they're going down some dark road. And so will this technology help you find the, you know, where that person's located?
Sure. Yeah, there is a lot more information transmitted through cell phones than there was through landline phones. We will always still ask the location and try to confirm it with a caller when possible, because technology isn't always correct. But when that's not available, the technology gives us a lot more information than it used to.
Wow.
Do you see AI becoming a big part of what you're doing? In the sense of directions, follow-ups, these kind of things, it kind of, I don't know if it's tedious. I don't think it's tedious what you all do. I think it's happening right now.
Sure.
But maybe in the follow-ups and when you're doing reports and things like that.
We don't necessarily do reports. I think that's more when the officers are on scene.
Okay.
And AI will definitely impact our job and will as time goes on. But I don't see it replacing the call taker on the phone with a person. You need a person who can.
I hadn't thought of that, but. You know, every time you call somebody, you know, it's AI answering. But I understand with this, because AI may not, no matter how you program it, you're not going to be able to ask all the weird questions that
sure.
need to come out.
Yeah. Kind of dynamic based on what the caller tells
yes,
you.
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
And you probably get a sixth sense as to the severity of
sure.
it.
Sure, yeah.
Can you speak a little to that?
Sure, that's the one thing I obviously experienced my whole career, but noticed a lot more once we started taking text to 911 calls. Because when you're talking to somebody, there's a lot of context. You can hear their voice. You can hear what's happening in the background. There's a lot going on that you can pick up on that you aren't even aware of. But when somebody texts a 911 and they just say, I need help, you're really getting nothing. Mm-hmm. There's nothing you can even pick up on to give to somebody. Also, with text to 911, we can only ask one question at a time. Mm. So what's the address? And then you're waiting. You know, and once you have the address and you tell the officers, then you're still waiting for more information. It's really more difficult to handle things through text to 911. We're on the phone. You can hear everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Wow. Okay. Reagan, how has your career field changed over the last 20 years?
So like what Jessica said, technology has definitely impacted policing. And I would say overall policing has changed tremendously over the last 21 years. We have gone more towards a transparent route, collaborating with our community to solve problems and work together. Also with customer service and policing, it used to be, even prior to me getting into law enforcement, it was the police said, you have to do it, we're here, so you're going to do it. And now it's, we're here to provide a service, and at the end of the day, yes, there may be times that people have to do what is said because we're enforcing the law, but it's really providing that service to help people create a safer community for everybody. Mm-hmm. And so, as with all things, laws are always changing, and we are having to adapt and implement new policies and procedures to be in compliance with those changes in law. So policing is ever changing.
I bet. Yeah. Well,
what about people coming into police work? Have you seen changes in that?
At the end of the day, there's still people who get into police work because they have family members that they have grown up seeing in law enforcement or in public safety. There's also, due to, again, technology, movies, real crime shows, social media, we're able to connect with people who may not have had a personal connection to law enforcement, but they see law enforcement and they become interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that we have seen a little bit of a shift is at least when I got into policing, that was going to be your career field forever for most people. And we found, not necessarily just at the Reading Police Department, but nationwide, that it sometimes can be more of a job than a career. And so people will come in, they will try it and realize maybe it's not for them. And that's okay. And so that seems to be a slight shift.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay. And I would think also, at least Reading PD, as far as I know, we've lived in Atlanta and the Nashville area, the Bay Area, which is an armpit, and then came up to Reading, and the relationship that the community has with our police officers is amazing. And you rarely see that in any other city. So what's unique about Reading for you guys and girls?
We are definitely fortunate to have tremendous community support. I have attended trainings all over the state. I just attended a training in Boston for several weeks. And being able to talk to people from other agencies, we are extremely fortunate to have the community support we have. And I truly believe that because Reading is the biggest city in the North State, our officers live and work in this community. Mm. And so we take pride in the work we do because we're also raising our families here. And we are going to that same store that every other community member is going to. We are going to that same park, that same ball field. And so we are wanting to make it a clean, safe environment for everybody because we enjoy these luxuries here as well. And I think that ownership and pride that we take in our community really is on display for everybody, and that helps build that great community support and relationships we have.
So good. Thank you.
Okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. It's going to be, and it's across the parking lot from the new Submarama that's going to be opening up soon there. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since 67. It's a barbershop, my friends. It's not a hair salon. It's a great barbershop. I've never had a bad haircut there, and I've been going there since 07. Not 1907, 2007. And, well, hey. You can make appointments by going to Booksy and putting in Reading Cypress Square Barbershop and get in and pick it. I mean, see all the openings, pick the day you want to go, the time you want to go. You get confirmed and they send you an email reminding you that day. Or you can call them at 530-244-9478. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. And we'll be right back with Mimi Mosley and She Speaks.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp, too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, streaming live at KCNRradio.com. Looking for 106, I think it's 100, did you say 100?
Friday.
Well, that's what, 102.
106 on Friday.
Oh, Friday, 102 today. So it's going to be in the hundreds today, my friend. So hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. And don't leave anything in the car that you want to have alive when you come back.
Yeah.
You don't want to be calling Chascom.
No.
Or the police to come in there and, oh, there's a dog in there, doesn't look happy, and, you know, the air conditioning's not on, he's not listening to the Doobie Brothers and all that kind of stuff. Because the police will break a window to get in there in a heartbeat. So, but I'm here with Mimi Mosley and her show, She Speaks.
Yeah, and we have Captain Reagan Ortega from Reading PD here, as well as Jessica Lamore from Shascom. And just tagging on to what Carl was saying, Jessica, when I'm sure you get those calls where they say there's a dog in this car, and what do you do about that?
Generally, in the city of Reading, we would transfer it to Reading Animal Regulations. They handle all the animal-related incidents in the city. In the county or in the city of Anderson, we would dispatch it to the animal control officers in that area.
Good.
Sure.
Good. Yeah, it kind of hurts your heart when you think about a puppy being in a car or kids.
Yes.
That too.
For sure.
excuse me. Let's start with Reagan on this one. How have you seen women's service positively affect what has been a men's only world?
I believe that women bring a lot to the table in terms of policing. And when I got into law enforcement, it was never about gender or what the guys could do versus what the girls could do. And it was just we all went out there and did our job and did our jobs to the best of our ability. Having progressed through my career, I have seen the differences in, like Carl and Linda were talking about earlier this morning, in women like to talk and women oftentimes speak well, and we're able to, not that men aren't, because there's plenty of men who do well in this area as well, but we're able to sometimes de-escalate or be able to communicate with people and talk somebody through a situation or talk somebody down, if you will, instead of it have the incident maybe taking a direction that isn't favorable for everybody.
Sure.
And so I think that is a part of a plus that women do bring into the field. And just like men bring other strengths, and I think having men and women available in a police department to respond to calls, it's the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
And we're able to connect with what that person needs at that time in their life.
It gives you options.
It does.
Yeah, that's so good. And what about you, Jessica? What about the world you live in? And men only?
No, definitely not. We have more women than men, for sure. Although over the years, we have been had an increase in men working in our work field, which is great because I think that, of course, everybody brings something different to the table, and together we are all better together. Our team will always be stronger with people with different strengths. So some of the different strengths that men bring to the table, at least in our our guys that we have right now, is they're really great with technology. Man, they can whip stuff up so good for us as far as getting our mapping done well or our computer systems. If something goes wrong, they're quick to think more technology-based rather than us women who like to talk a lot.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's so good. We talked earlier about the benefits of being in Reading, but I want to touch on that. Excuse me. Excuse me. She speaks. why Reading, and why do you choose to live and serve here? We'll start with you, Jessica.
Sure. Well, I was born and raised here. I love so many things the community has to offer here. I think it is very supportive of the people who live here, and there's a lot of entertainment and great opportunities for being outside and doing things in nature outside of that. Well, I've been here, so I've raised my kids here. Now they're working here. It's really hard to leave.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reagan.
Reading is home for me. I did have the opportunity to go live in Southern California, which made me appreciate Reading that much more. I have worked for a few other agencies, and while I definitely value that experience I got in those other agencies and in those other communities, bless you, I value living and working in the community that I am raising my family in, mm-hmm. and being able to be local and make it a better community for my daughter and our children. It's definitely a highlight for me in why Reading.
Yeah, that's so good. I can remember when we first moved here, I thought my son, who's came up and went to school at Simpson, and he's been a big part of the community here, but he said, Mom, the first thing you have to do is get into Leadership Reading, which, Reagan, I know you've been through it, and I did. And what it taught me, coming from the Bay Area, was not only that we have a community that knows each other, and it's, but it wasn't like, oh, it's a small community, you better watch out. Yeah, it wasn't like that. It was more the benefit of being in a smaller community to know people by their first name. And Leadership Reading, of course, afforded us that, to know as much as we could about every aspect of the community. And it just took my heart. And ever since then, we've only been here, I think 18 years. And in that short amount of time, I feel like a native because I was welcomed that way. So you did a good job being raising the family and you growing up here, leaving and coming back, knowing you've got the best of both worlds here. So that's so good. Let's see. How about, what would you tell if there were some young girls listening, maybe teenagers or even little girls? Because, you know, little kids love anybody in a uniform. Sure. They're just like, oh. So what would you tell a young girl that's listening today?
I would tell them that they can do it if they want to. I think it's really important for people to know, and especially girls. I was told this my whole life, you can do hard things. And pretty much anything you want to do, you can do it. You just have to set your mind to it and make choices in that direction every single time. And sometimes they're hard decisions. They're like, you have to say no to some things or some people who want you to do things. But if you want to do something good with your life and to make your life better, then you have to say no sometimes.
Mm. Yeah. But what about your field? If somebody says, I could do that.
Yeah. Yeah, we hire lots of young people in the community and bring them in often. I think the one trait that really gets people through is to have grit, to be able to just sit with hard things and be like, I have to get through this anyways, and still come in and get the job done. We cannot ever have someone back out of a call and say, I can't do this. You have to find a way to get through it because the person needs you.
That's so good. I'm glad you're there.
Thank you.
Reagan?
I would tell any little girl, any little boy, any child or young adult that you absolutely can do anything that you want to do. You just have to do the hard work. Mm. You just have to, day in and day out, make sacrifices and put in the work to get to where you want and need to be. And I'm fortunate being in a uniform and being able to see those little kids and their faces light up when they see a police officer. And I'm honored to take the time to make that a positive interaction so that they're excited when they see police and potentially will think back on a day and be like, I want to do that too for somebody else. And I want to go out there and aspire to get into law enforcement. And if I can be that role model, I can be that friendly face in that uniform for a kid and they succeed in life, then I consider that winning.
That's wonderful. I agree. I think that little kids need a hero. And that's that kind of an idea that I want my grandchildren, I want them to find a hero, not necessarily on the ball field, but there are, I mean, now it seems like it used to be all the heroes were athletes. And now it seems that some of the athletes aren't quite as heroic anymore. And then you see one come up and it's like, wow, that person, that's the only one I've heard of in this field that's doing good things. But police officers, they do such a good thing for our community that I would love more little kids to come up. And I think you were just talking about, we have a break in just a second, but you were just talking about public safety at Simpson University and you had little kids. Can you just briefly touch on that?
Absolutely. So annually we host Shasta Youth Leadership Camp, otherwise known as SILC, and we have about 200 youth in our community ranging from fifth grade all the way up through 21 years old, and it is, the camp is put on by public safety entities in our community. So law enforcement, ShASCOM, fire, educators, you name it. We have it out there, and we are building that bridge with youth in our community and public safety. And it's amazing to see these kids enter. Jessica, all three of her kids have been in it, and they started as little 10-year-olds, and now her son has gone all the way through 8 years worth, and now he's a police officer with the Reading Police Department. And so it's really a great opportunity to build those connections.
So good.
We have to take a break, but let me ask Jessica a question.
Sure.
If your son pulls me over, can I say that I know your mom and I've always treated her with respect?
Go for it. Give it a go.
Okay. And I know in the sheriff's department when I mention Johnson's name, the only thing it gets me is an extra bologna sandwich, maybe, or an extra blankie. So it wouldn't do any good, you don't think?
Yeah, I'd give it a go.
Okay.
I might listen to you. Throw in Reagan's name. It'll help.
I've been able to get through all of my time here, except for one instance, without a ticket or anything. So I think I'm okay.
Good.
We've got to take a quick break, and we will be right back with Mimi Mosley, and she speaks.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community, a special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air, because everybody calls us 2212-642.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Rob Keenan, KIXC-PBS General Manager. I want to thank Reading Rancheria for their support over the years for providing funding with our storytime books for families in the local area.
Jake Mangus with Mercy Foundation North. We'd like to thank Reading Rancheria for being a great partner in healthcare and a great partner in giving.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Shasta County. Tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered, your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Reading politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda, no paid spin disguised as news. Just honest reporting and the stories you need. Visit ShastaUnfiltered.com. Your community reported right.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Or she can be tough and strong and be able to shoot. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. And today is Mimi Mosley, and she speaks. So, Mimi, take it away.
Hey, yeah, thank you. We've just been enjoying talking about ShastaCom and everything that y'all do with dispatch. And, again, dispatch with ShastaCom goes fire, sheriffs, Reading PD,
Anderson Police Department.
Anderson.
And Shasta County EMS Services.
Okay. And what about CHIPS?
CHP has their own dispatch center because they're state, and so does CAL FIRE.
Okay.
We work closely with them, but they are in a different building.
Good. Okay. That was Jessica Lamore. Mm-hmm. I love that name. Lamore. And then we also have Captain Reagan Ortega, Reading Police, with us, and we're excited to, this is our last segment, so you girls have done beautifully.
Thank you.
And we are going, one thing that I think I would love to hear your thoughts on is, what is one thing you wish that those you serve and protect knew or understood about what you do? So this is a chance to be vulnerable.
I'll start with that one.
Okay.
So I think the biggest thing that I like to impart on people is, at the end of the day, every police officer is a son, a daughter, a mother, a father, a brother, a sister, a grandchild. We, at our core, are humans, and we are doing the best that we can day in and day out to provide the best service that we can to our community. Sometimes policing isn't pretty, but we're truly doing everything we can to make Reading a better, safer community. Mm. And our hearts are in it. And oftentimes, I think in the uniform, people just clump us all in as non-human, just an entity, when we're all a bunch of individuals working together. Mm. And we bring that human aspect. And so I think if people took a step back and took the time to see us as people that we would be able to foster even better working relationships. Mm.
That's so good. Thank you. Jessica?
I think it's also good for people to understand for the officers that there's definitely more than whatever little clip that you're seeing. There's always something that comes before in a bigger picture that's happening that impacts the decisions that are made. And I think a lot of times the community isn't as aware of that mm-hmm. as they could be. Yeah. For us, I think it's good for the community to know that we are going to ask a lot of questions. You know, it's just dispatchers, we're going to ask questions, you're going to think they're silly, and you're going to just want someone to get there right now. But the best way for us to provide the best service to you and to the field units that we serve is by asking a lot of questions. And that can be frustrating, and especially when you're under stress. Mm-hmm. You just want help now. But if you be patient with the questions and just work through them with us, we'll get you to what you need.
Yeah, yeah. Instead of having to say, the reason I'm asking this is for whatever, you know, because you're already inputting things as you're talking to the person. So it's not like you're just on the phone saying, okay, let me check this box off. And
oftentimes we take the information, the initial with the location and the basics of what's occurring, and that dispatcher has already given it to another dispatcher who's dispatching it on the air. So I can still be on the phone with somebody for 3 to 5, 7 minutes while the officers are en route getting more information, because mm-hmm. that's helpful to everybody, but it's not delaying the response because sure. I'm not driving there.
That's right. That's good. Yeah. That's good. Thank you.
And we need that information from the dispatchers in order to arrive prepared to handle the situation. And I think oftentimes citizens will be like, well, just send a cop, just send a cop. Well, we're not going to come faster by you not answering the questions sure. for the right. dispatcher. So we're a team,
that's
and we're
good.
Working hand in hand. And I just want to give a little plug to the dispatchers that they truly are the unsung heroes. They are the ones behind the scene mm-hmm. who are getting us to those calls and finishing those calls safely every day. Yeah. So we couldn't do it without them.
Yeah. And so you don't always get to see what the end result is.
Sure.
The officer who responds, they get to see that, okay, they're okay. And how do you handle that at the end of the day? Because I'm sure there's stuff that's come through. I know our son talks about, especially when a child has been hurt or killed or whatever, he said that wrecks him. And they have a peer support group but, you know, you get stuck in these worlds and you don't always access your peer support group. So
sure.
What are your thoughts there?
We also have peer support, but I think it is hard for dispatchers a lot of times to not know the end result. Most calls it's fine, but there are those ones where you just need to close those gaps and understand what happened. We have a really great relationship with all the agencies we serve,
good.
And they are great about helping us with that. If there's a major incident, a lot of times they'll come in and talk to us about it, or at least call and answer our questions, and then we're able to do like a CISD debriefing where we can talk through things and as a team and kind of fill in those gaps. I know when I've been involved in big incidents, you're always like, well, how did this even happen? Where did this come from?
Mm-hmm.
And those things will eat at you, even though they're not really important. But once you're able to put all those pieces together, you're really able to get some closure and just like move on.
Yeah.
Easier.
So when you're hearing things
sure.
and the responding officer is seeing things. So there's different ways. So you've got those voices in your head and you have the visual mm-hmm. that you had to see. How do y'all deal with that?
The same as what Jessica had mentioned. So for us out in the field, we're able to, at the end of a call or an incident, we're able to talk through it with one another and decompress a little bit in that way. In a major incident, we will do CISDs, and we will, which is critical incident stress debriefs, and that allows each person involved to share what they did and what they saw and heard, so everyone can fill in those gaps they may not know, and it closes that loop. And we also, on the less still significant but not critical incident, we'll do what's called a diffusing, and we'll bring in a chaplain to mm-hmm. sit in and briefing and kind of help guide that discussion so we can all work through it together, because we do see a lot more trauma and feel a lot more trauma than the average mm-hmm. person. I know that there's been times, and I can recall a specific incident that involved a child, and when I left that call, I knew the dispatchers didn't know what happened or how that happened. And I just picked up the phone and I said, this is what happened and what that looked like. And because I know that closure is so important for the healing process.
Yeah. We really appreciate that for sure.
Yeah. And I would think, you can't control what people do to other people. And so, but you're there to be a bridge to help resolution happen and safety happen, and to ensure our community's better.
Sure.
Yes. So do you want to, you have any final thoughts?
Well, tomorrow, Kimberly Johnson from Arch Collaborative is going to join us.
Oh, good.
At 8 o'clock. They just got a new grant, it looks like.
A big one.
To help with mental health and the coordination for the whole northern state for our people here. And I just want to, you know, how much you all are appreciated. And Jessica, you and your team, unsung heroes.
Thank you.
And a lot of times people don't even think about it, but when you need 911, you got somebody on the other end that's professional, knows what they're doing, is going to help you through a terrible crisis. Yeah. And of course, Reagan and all of the Captain Ortega and all of our police law enforcement here in Shasta County Sheriff's Office, you all, Anderson, our parole guys working at the jail. It's deeply appreciated.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that I'm very happy and proud that our city and county supports you all.
Mm-hmm.
But I always goes back to this, you get what you deserve.
Absolutely.
And so obviously you all put yourselves out and your appreciation is richly deserved. And it's a, you know, it's a thin line there sometimes, but, thank you. And I think I speak for almost all of Redding and Shasta County when we say that.
Well, thank you.
Oh, no. Fine. Okay. Last words, Mimi.
Yeah. Well, we thank you so much. We all are just wonderful. And next month we're going to touch on fire. So we have a gal coming in that's, there's not many females in the fire world here, which I'd love to see that increase. So.
Absolutely.
Well, y'all are wonderful. Bless you. Be safe. And we are so proud of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Going to be hot today. Hydrate. Watch what's in the back seat. And God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Your life. Your health. Your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.